The community is just devastated, heartbroken. It's at times like this that words fail you. And, you know, while thankfully nobody was hurt or injured in the fire, that church meant so much to so many people. It's where, obviously, a place where we go for comfort, go for solace, to connect with God. But also it's a place where we celebrate those special moments in our lives where you get married, you have your baptism, you see your children take the sacraments. It's also where we shed tears when we say goodbye to our loved ones, our parents, our family, our friends, our neighbours, and to see the devastation, a building, you know, that has stood the test of time, that has been there for generations and just gutted, and it's really tore the heart out of the community, and there's a lot of sorrow in the community today as a result of it. And we're thinking very much of the priest, Father Brian, the parish priest in particular, and all of the clergy here in Gweithor who are obviously hurting so much also at this time.
And, you know, especially around Easter, churches are a place where people congregate and join together to celebrate. And the fact that that is gone, how does a community move forward? What can be done?
Yeah, look, you know, like yesterday that church was packed. You had the local bands outside playing and celebrating Easter. And Easter, obviously, a religious point in time that celebrates resurrection and rebirth. And I have no doubt that, you know, as we woke up this Easter morning, there will be a rebirth here as well. And we will see, you know, that church rebuilt from its ashes. There's no doubt about that, because the spirit of Gweithor is very strong. And that's what will have to happen in the time ahead. But look, you know, everybody has memories of that church. I was to be there this evening myself for my father's anniversary mass. But, you know, and there's communion coming up, there's different sacraments coming up, and we'll just have to now just work our way through all of that. But crucially, you know, I think it's important as well to recognise the effort of the fire personnel, the services that rushed to the scene. There was 7 crews in total there. I was talking to them this morning, working right throughout the night, the Gardaí that were there on the scene from first thing. But look, at that stage at 4 o'clock, the blaze was so big, there was no saving the church, despite all their best efforts. But we want to thank them for all their efforts over the last number of hours also. We're just dealing with the aftermath of it, and I think people are just a bit stunned and shocked, and you know, to see such a massive building, a building that's been there since 1972, that is, you know, gutted. You know, people are just worried about that, but the Gardaí will get on with their investigation, and we just need to allow them to take whatever action is necessary in relation to that investigation, and so that they can come to whatever conclusions they come to.